I'm John Batchelor, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Balloons have dominated the news in the last days. A balloon over North America, perhaps over missile bases and Air Force bases on purpose or accidentally. A balloon over South America, over Costa Rica and Colombia and perhaps Venezuela, not explained any more than the balloon in North America, except for meteorological research, said the foreign ministry. And then there was threat of retaliation. And then there was what you'd have to say is a retreat from both positions and a lot of filibustering about how the U.S. has overreacted. Gregory, I do not believe these are the first balloons. We're told now, the story's been changing for days, that the DOD did not spot the earlier balloons, and therefore there was no report to the Trump administration. I've had various non-confirmed reports of balloons around the world. Does the Chinese Communist Party have a ministry of balloons, Gregory?
Well, I keep having that phrase from David Niven's autobiography pop into my head, the moon's a balloon. The reality is that this is definitely a significant strategic instrument. The Chinese, the PRC, has handled it or mishandled it enormously badly. The reality is that this is not a normal meteorological balloon. It's about 200 foot in diameter. It had a massively heavy payload. It had a lot of power available to it. So there are several factors. Yes, it may have strayed into U.S. airspace, not deliberately, accidentally. But it does have some – it did have some slight – navigational capability within the framework of the fact that it was being pushed around by a high altitude air currents at 60,000 feet. What we saw was, what we are seeing is that there's an attempt to say, well, this has happened before and President Trump didn't do anything about it. Well, we don't know that, and I don't believe that at all. I think that we're now seeing a much larger class of balloon, and there's no doubt at all that this was noted and recorded when it crossed over the Alaskan coastline from the PRC. It's almost certain, it's inconceivable, in fact, that it was not reported to the president at that time, and he chose to make reactive course on that. He only reacted, quote, decisively and immediately when it became an issue of public concern. And you can almost bet your bottom dollar that this public concern was deliberately engineered by someone in the administration and possibly someone within the military establishment who was horrified that nothing was being done about it and subsequently leaked it to the media so that there would be a public outcry and so that there would be a reaction to it. Now, the business of not shooting it down immediately, we saw facile arguments against that. They could have shot it down over Alaska. They could have shot it down over Wyoming without any damage to human life or infrastructure. It was highly unlikely that this was going to cause a major threat to the human population. The payload, yes, it's fairly heavy, about the size of a small aircraft. It was probable that the PRC was attempting to use these balloons to test the capabilities of satellite payloads without the expense of having to put them into space, because if it was a reconnaissance satellite, a reconnaissance payload on the balloon, then frankly you're not going to get from 60,000 feet a dramatically improved resolution in your imagery. So there's got to be something more to it than that. Could it have been used as a way to get into access, perhaps be used as a weapon against the electrical grid and the computer networks of the United States? Absolutely. I mean, there's all of these capabilities because it did have a big payload capability. But being so, shall we say, unnavigable as it was, makes it a fairly questionable use of funds, if you like, if that's what you're going to do to as a basis of a major attack on the United States. But as a matter of imagery, of optics and sovereignty, it was beholden upon the United States to shoot it down as soon as it crossed the border.
What about the threat of retaliation? Is that an empty threat from Beijing? We have less than a minute.
It's an empty threat. Look, the United States itself has been putting reconnaissance aircraft across China and the Soviet Union in the old days constantly. Right. And yes, they lost some. So, look, this is a matter of sovereignty. What retaliation are the Chinese going to do? And the U.S. did take the right step of canceling the visit by Secretary of State Blinken to the PRC on this. This was really badly mishandled by the Xi administration in Beijing, as they have mishandled almost everything. This is very significant. They do not make good decisions because they don't understand their adversaries.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Good news on AUKUS. Balloon puzzlement. Till the next time, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.